This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to consider one topic in 2 Peter 3 about which we need to do some wholesome thinking. That is, what Peter said about scoffers who would arise in the last days. We saw that they follow their own evil desires, and they question God's character by sarcastically saying what he promised about Christ's return has not come true, and they don't expect it to. As I mentioned in our last visit, after the serpent questioned the prohibition of God, he then accused him of lying. Satan knew better, and so do the scoffers. Peter says in verse 5, they deliberately forget or reject the truth that is obvious in nature and is declared in God's word. I remember once hearing of a scientist who, when questioned about his views on origins, responded by saying, "The alternative to what I believe, that is, believing in what God says, is unthinkable, so I will continue holding my views in spite of some missing links." When scoffers consider the scriptures, they often distort what is said to suit their own views, verse 16. This shouldn't surprise us, since Peter goes on to describe them later as being lawless in verse 17. They are like those mentioned in the last verse of the Old Testament book of Judges. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Many times these skeptics sound educated and sophisticated and act as though what they believe is unquestionably true. Many who listen are led astray by them, so it behooves each of us to do some wholesome thinking about what Peter says about them and how to protect yourself and others from them. I trust these studies have been helpful, and you can review these messages by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.